Sturgeon's Law number 83 with fresh news, holiday music, and 7 things that you can learn from World of Warcraft.
90% of everything.
Come on, Batman, it's Christmas Eve. Let's kick back and get into the spirit.
Is crud.
You're listening to Sturgeon's Law, the podcast that keeps you up to date on the 10% of everything that isn't crud. Check out the show notes at www.sturgeonslaw.com, and you can find the music used in this show at the Podsafe Music Network and Magnatune.com. Now here's your host, Random.
Back again already, squeezing in one more show before the year-end music special, which I can tell you now has some fine tunes lined up, 4 by indie Podsafe musicians and 4 by old favorites joining us in the land of the free. I've got an interesting article to share with you this time, and it's kind of long, so here we go. Tired of feeling wired? If you're stuck at one machine trying to shake loose some podcasts, you're missing most of the fun. With PodcastReady.com, you can get to your subscriptions anywhere you can run a web browser, then download the MyPodder software and download your new shows anywhere you can plug in your portable player. Exchange favorite shows and favorite episodes with your friends and never complain about having nothing to listen to or watch again. PodcastReady.com. Cooler than an iPhone, and $600 cheaper. Okay, first some news items, because some of this stuff just can't wait. First, a follow-up on a couple of sites that I talked about some time back, specifically in show number 80, which, despite being only 3 episodes ago, was, well, 2 months previous. Anyway, PeerFlix, I'm sad to say, seems to be circling the drain. The original crew have all bailed out, leaving only us rats trying to get rid of these DVDs. Oh well. SwapTree, however, is going strong, and since talking about it, I've made quite a few very successful trades. Right now I could have my pick of several thousand different items, yes, mostly books, but not all, that I could trade my listed goods for. It's working for me. You can now see the full trailer for the movie Hancock, starring Will Smith as a hard luck superhero. Well, super anyway. The heroics look to be the hard part. As usual, I checked it out on Lo-Fi on YouTube, and it looks pretty promising. Of course, I love the superheroes, and I love a good twist on them, and let me be honest, I like Will Smith just fine too, although he's surely been in some clunkers from time to time. Here's hoping this super movie flies instead of, well, clunks. And I can't do movie news without touching on the big news to come out this week in fan-favorite film projects, which is Peter Jackson and New Line Pictures at least somewhat burying the hatchet, indicating that Jackson and partner Fran Walsh, who together with Philippa Boyens wrote, directed, and produced that little movie trilogy called Lord of the Rings, are back on board with the Hobbit 2 movie project. What specific roles will they fill in the movie? Well, time will tell, and the same thing goes for the casting, although one would hope that certain roles in The Hobbit will be slam dunks, if you know what I mean. Anyway, there's hope yet for this movie, or movies as I guess it now is, and I'm looking forward to them.
What's the big idea?
I just dropped in.
Well, if we knew you was coming, we'd have baked the cake.
Okay, for the next couple of segments, I want to read to you an article by screenwriter John August entitled 7 Things I Learned from World of Warcraft. I'll link the original article on the website, and I do want to mention at this time that the article is licensed under Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 2.5, which is why I'm okay with sharing it with you, as well as with editing some for length. So, here we go. John offers us the 7 life lessons that he took away from his time of World of Warcraft addiction. Number 1. Kill injured monsters first. When facing multiple bad guys, the temptation is to go after the one who's hitting you hardest. This is often a mistake. That injured Razorback, the one who is running away, he'll be back in 15 seconds, likely with other baddies in tow. So take a few clicks to kill him now. Once he's dead, you can focus completely on the guy who's smacking you. Real life? Well, the real world may not have druids and paladins, but it's chock full of monsters. They're called term papers, and errands, and mysterious car problems. At any given moment, there may be one monster that looms larger than all of the others who clearly needs to be attacked. But before you do, look around for injured monsters, the half-finished tasks that probably need only a few more minutes to complete. If you don't deal with them now, they'll be a constant distraction and may eventually come back stronger. Number 2. Grinding is part of the game. In World of Warcraft parlance, grinding is the process of killing a bunch of fairly easy monsters, one after the other, strictly to rack up loot and experience. There's no adventure to it, no real challenge. It's tedious and mindless, but it's often the fastest way to level up, which is why everyone does it. Now, daily life is full of mindless tedium, but there's an important distinction. Grinding has a point. While the task may be dull and carpal tunnel aggravating, there's a clear goal. You're doing X in order to get Y. You're Xeroxing scripts in the William Morris mailroom in order to get a job as an assistant. You're proofreading your script for the 7th time in order to send it to your friend who works for that producer. You have to be willing to do serious grunt work in order to move ahead. Number 3, but grinding is not the game. It's easy to confuse what you're doing with why you're doing it. Just remember, you're not paying $15 a month to kill the same set of spawning critters. Grinding is a means of achieving a specific goal, whereas the game itself is supposed to be entertaining. So once you level, or get enough gear skins to fabricate that armor, stop grinding and start exploring. Now John explains here about the jobs that he took, writing coverage, then as an intern, then explains that both jobs were quintessential, quote, day jobs, unquote. In theory, writing coverage should have been the better job because it was closer to screenwriting, and truthfully, he did learn some valuable things for the first month or two. But after that, it was a whole lot more of the same. The second job was a better fit because there was no confusing it with his true ambitions.
This is Shelley from Shelley's Podcast, and you're listening to Sturgeon's Law.
Here's the rest of that abridged John August article. Number 4. Give away stuff to newbies. You start the game with almost nothing, a weapon and a shirt on your back. Each new piece of gear you accumulate is tremendously exciting. Cloth armor seems luxurious. But as you level up, that early gear becomes increasingly irrelevant and basically worthless. It's not worth a trip to the store to sell it. So don't. Instead, run back to the newbie lands, find the first character of your class, and hand him all the stuff you don't want. It will take 2 minutes of your time, but give the newbie a tremendous head start, not to mention building your karma. Now, John August's site, johnaugust.com, is really just him running back to the newbie lands and giving away what he can. There's no financial incentive in it for him. He could certainly put his advice in a book and charge $15.95 for it. But he sees it as the take-a-penny-leave-a-penny flow of information. On a daily basis, he finds himself searching the web for answers on topics in which he's a newbie, Flash programming, DC mythology, teaching toddlers to swim, and leaving thankful that someone out there took the time to write a tutorial on exactly what he needed. So in exchange, he writes up what he knows about screenwriting. If everyone took the time to build a site about the areas of their expertise, the world would be significantly cooler. Number 5. Keep track of your quests. World of Warcraft is refreshingly open-ended. You could spend all your time skinning bears if you felt like it. In order to provide a sense of structure, the game helpfully provides quests, multi-step missions, generally to collect, kill, or deliver something. While the system does a solid job tracking these official endeavors, most of the time what you're really trying to do is frustratingly amorphous. The trick is to identify these unofficial quests and break them down into distinct steps. GTD enthusiasts, like me, you know, would label these WOW quests projects and each of the bullet points next actions. That's geekery, but it's an acknowledgement that most of life's work consists of a bunch of little activities in the service of a larger goal. You don't write a script, you write a scene. You don't design a website, you tweak the CSS so the navigation looks better. No matter what the project is, you can't finish until you get started, and you can't get started until you figure out the steps. Number 6. Storage is costly. Perhaps sensing that messy teenage boys are a key demographic, World of Warcraft won't let you leave something on the ground. If you don't pick up that fallen Warhammer, it will vanish, never to return. So one quickly learns the importance of storage, belts, bags, backpacks, and chests. Unfortunately, there's never nearly enough space, and adding more becomes ridiculously expensive. That's by design, clearly. The developers want to minimize hoarding. So always keep in mind the carrying costs. If you never use that second bow, get rid of it and use these slots for something you need. While the cost of digital storage has plummeted, the cost of storing atoms is still huge in real life. John's neighbors had a POD, a pod if you will, delivered, essentially a cargo container that gets trucked off. He watched as they filled it with furniture and boxes, all the time wondering, is all that stuff really worth keeping? It's like paying rent on things that you already own. Finally, number 7, overthinking takes the fun out of it. Remember, the game is supposed to be fun. Yes, you can spend hours poring through the forums, finding exactly the right talent tree. Or you can wing it, explore some new lands, and kill some big monsters. Obsessive planning won't make the game more enjoyable, it will just make it more like work. As you look back at any period of your life, you don't remember what a solid plan you had, you remember what you did. You remember the adventures, the scrapes, the unanticipated detours that turned out to be fascinating. So don't plan your way out of an exciting life. Hey, go read the entire article, as I've skipped about a third of it in the interest of getting it to all 7 points in a reasonable amount of voice time. Plus, he writes for a living. I read for a hobby. So you should go check out The Professional.
You know you haven't stopped talking since I came here? You must have been vaccinated with a phonograph needle.
Okay, time to send y'all out into the holidays with some Christmas cheer from last year's PodSafe Artist Group project. This is If Every Day Were Christmas by the PodSafe for Peace Project.
First winter snow outside my window. Feels like that time again. To me,
the mistletoe, a Christmas show, and the lighting of that famous Christmas tree. Yeah.
People are shopping for their loved ones and making plans for a Christmas feast. Another year. What if every day were Christmas? What a wonderful world this would be. We would never feel blue. We'd make all our dreams come true if Christmas were every day. Now and you will see, yeah. Everybody's nice and full of light, and they give to those who are in need.
Yeah.
Once again, that was the Pod Safe for Peace Project with last year's If Every Day Were Christmas.
This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
Well, what's left to say? Be here next time for the 2007 Music Wrap-Up Show. In the meantime, go to sturgeonslaw.com, mail to sturgeonslaw at gmail.com, and one way or another, I'll catch you soon.
This is a different thing. It's spontaneous, and it's called wit.